from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now listen up. Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's Time Out on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Fellas, as we near closer and closer to NFL training camp, you know, we're getting close to the meat and potatoes of football season, but right now we still have some funnier and maybe a little bit messier in this situation, football stories. And one of those messy stories came out yesterday. We all know, I think it was last week, Christian McCaffrey got married to his girlfriend, Olivia Culpo, and pictures surfaced of Greg Olsen, who looked like he just had the most amazing time at Christian McCaffrey's wedding. So Christian McCaffrey, I believe under one of his posts he put of the wedding, he put a conversation thread kind of how him and Greg were talking, and Cam Newton, his former quarterback, came up. So I'll quickly go through the thread. This is everything Christian McCaffrey typed out. He said, talking to Greg at the bar, this was a great night, but you know what would have made it even better? And Greg says, what? And Christian McCaffrey says, if Cam were here. I haven't gotten a text back in 4 years. In fact, they just go green now. Then Greg Olsen says, he takes a sip of whiskey, and he says he would have loved it. 4 years, even on Instagram? Christian McCaffrey says, only once on there, but that don't count. And then Christian, they have a moment of silence for 30 seconds, and Christian, he kind of goes back to Everybody Loves Prince, says, why don't he love me, man? Kind of just joking. And so fast forward, Cam Newton then comments on the post that Christian wrote out this story in, and he says, wait, what number do you have? And then he signs kind of like love and the weird Cam Newton font, and then he types in. Then there's actually more to this that I just discovered.
Yeah, this started, though, with the podcast.
Yes.
With Cam basically talking about, like, Cam was asked why he didn't go, and he was like, I wasn't invited.
Right. And I'll actually play you that audio. Thank you for bringing that up, Bo Morgan. Then we'll finish the Christian McCaffrey thread on Instagram.
I just thought it was right to set it up because Christian just didn't start randomly talking about Cam and post it on Instagram. Like, his little back and forth that he had with Olsen was responding to what this was.
Damn, see, Mac, I couldn't get an invite. Well, I know what. Is it because of the Brock Purdy beef? Was Brock there? But you was the first QB, though. Man, you know, there's probably so many people. You lucky I wasn't there, C-Man, because I would have crashed that. I would have crashed it, man. Oh, my God. It looked like they had so much fun, man.
So.
What?
So there's that.
I don't know why he wanted to crash it.
Yeah. I'm not sure why he would have wanted to crash it. Like, if you really wanted to be at the wedding, it seems like maybe you respond to Christian McCaffrey. So, Fast forward back to that thread we were talking about on Christian McCaffrey's Instagram page. He then says this, responding after Cam Newton said, "What number do you have?" And then, like, love, and again, the weird Cam Newton fight. Christian McCaffrey says this, at Cam. He puts the number that he has for Cam Newton, and he says, "And what's really embarrassing is when I look at how many times I texted this number on some 'hope you're well, bro' type ish,
yeah,
and just sat there like an idiot." Christian McCaffrey then goes on and says, "Cam, the real question here is, do you still have my number? Honest answers only, no assistance, digging through old phones." Cam then responds to Christian and says, "That number was his 2018 number, and the fact that the world now knew my old number is diabolical work." And he's laughing. So he's like, "Bro, like, why'd you put my old number out there?" And Christian then responds and says, "I think you should share it here because it's the only place I'll see it, since I haven't got a text back since old 2018. Looking at my phone like the Wolverine meme." And the Wolverine meme is obviously when he's looking at the picture of a yeah. So Christian McCaffrey not holding back any punches, and Cam's seems trying, like, to save face, but Christian's like, "Nah, man, this ain't cool."
Seems like they got a great relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
Cam might be a little toxic, let's just be honest. I want to like Cam, but he's also trying way too hard to be relevant and a provocateur on his podcast. It's just not that interesting.
I'll do two things. First off, I think Cam Newton could be the next Shannon Sharp type. But he's got to stop doing this stuff. Just go get your agent, get you on TV.
Polish.
Yeah. Well, and get work. Get that work. Like, because I think he knows the game.
Of course he does.
I think he has great – he has a strong opinions. And that's all you need, really.
Yeah.
But the other thing is if you want to be a heel, be a heel. But you can't –
yeah, don't be one and then try to come back. No, I'm not being a heel. I'm not a heel at all.
You can't say – you can't – the whole podcast audio that he was like, "Oh, yeah, I would have crashed, you know, oh, I can't get one, well, I'd have crashed it, blah, blah, blah," and then, like, do this back and forth. Like, just be the bad guy if you want to be the bad guy. If not, then just be real. But I think he wants to be the heel until there's backlash, and that's a lot of people. He's not alone in that. There's a lot of people that want to do that until they feel like they're getting backlash. I think the thing for Cam is, I think he needs to get with his agent, and he needs to find a way on TV.
He just seems to be insincere to me, that's all, just insincere.
Well, there's a lot of insincere people in the world.
Yeah, but, you know, he's – and I try to like Cam. I want to like Cam because he's
– hometown
He's guy. My homeboy. Yeah. Come on, Cam. But I do like your knowledge, Joe. And you are interesting because we're talking about you.
Still send me one of those hats, though. I still want a hat. You want one?
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Training camp looming just a couple of weeks away. We're going to do some scattershot Falcons observations, of which there are many. And, of course, Jesse Bates, who the MVP of that team last year, if you ask me.
He's also robbed in that list.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm looking at number two specifically, maybe. We'll get into that next, top of the hour. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.